And we are back on Sunday Morning Slam. Richard Lowe, as we see in the ring, the Elite Outlaw. Christian James in there with a young, new upcomer, Marty Clay.
And here's another one that gets hand-picked opponents. That guy's a buck 50 soaking wet.
No.
His height's way more.
201 pounds. He's asleep.
There's no way that kid's
201 pounds. They weighed him this morning. Nice arm drag by the young man. He's a new up-and-coming young man. He looks fantastic. Give him an opportunity to show us what he's got.
Well, he shook hands with him. I thought maybe he had some sense.
You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I mean, Christian James, the Elite Outlaw, has been in the business for a long time. He knows what he's doing. He can give this young man all kinds of opportunities and experience.
Right. Well, I have nobody to cheer for in this match now. It just makes me sick.
I'll tell you who to cheer for, the fans. The fans are getting an opportunity to see a great wrestling match right in the middle of the ring. And all the fans all over on WBKO 13 also getting this opportunity to watch this great match.
You know, the first and third Friday of every month.
Right here at the new...
Oh, my God.
You're beautiful face.
The new South Arena.
Right, that's right. The first and third of every month, you can come right down here, Franklin, Kentucky. New South Championship Wrestling. See the best in pro wrestling in Southern Kentucky. Look at Christian James actually having a little bit of trouble right now. This young man has got a little bit of fire to him. Marty Clay is doing everything he can to take it to this crafty veteran.
Yeah, he's showing
it. Into the turnbuckle. And a nice hip toss right there by Marty Clay.
If this kid had a manager or he had a little attitude, he done had this one.
Not everyone has to go through life being hated. Not everyone needs that.
Because Christian James, if you can't beat almost him fast.
Wow, almost a three count right there. I was surprised right there. Christian James having a little bit of trouble out the gate right now.
Christian,
oh, look at that.
Christian James always
Christian
has trouble
James.
Right out of the gate. He's a pain in my side.
Christian James is an outlaw no matter what side of the fence he's on.
Yeah, whatever.
Going for a big back body drop. Good Lord. To the heavens and back down.
Back drop.
Christian James now going for the cover. Almost a three count. Very close. Marty Clay just barely getting that shoulder up. Christian James pulling Marty Clay back to his feet. Going for a snap. Look at this. Oh, and look at that.
Christian James used to once at one time before he went behind my back and bought New South
almost
out.
Almost a three count. No, was, went behind your back.
In my group.
Went behind your back.
He was one of my men at one time, and we ruled New South. And what'd he do? He goes behind my back, sticks the knife, and says, hey, let's go in and buy New South together, and let's rule it.
Oh, and a beautiful suplex. Going for a second one now. Shades of Eddie Guerrero. And another beautiful suplex. Going for the trifecta. There it is. The lucky number three. Going for a three count.
Well,
only a two,
out.
Though.
This kid's got a little bit of fight to him.
He's got some heart is what he's got. He's got a little bit of heart. Christian James bouncing off the rope into a nice elbow drop. Going for a count.
He may have more heart than body because there's no way that kid's 201
pounds. 201 pounds. Christian James
now. He looks like he's two cheeseburgers shorter than 150.
Yeah, and you saw he barely took his eyes off this young man. And he got an opportunity to take some gut shots.
He's trying hard to.
Into the turnbuckle. Big drop kick by Marty Clay. Christian James now into trouble. Poor predicament for Christian James. Marty Clay getting opportunities. Going for a headlock now.
He's got him in a.
Could be a sleeper.
Right, he can put him to sleep here and finish him off, and this would be a very big upset.
This would be a huge upset and a great opportunity for Marty Clay. This is what people dream about every day. Getting the opportunity to not only work with a man as experienced as Christian James, but getting a win over him? Oh, my God, that could make his career.
Next week, J.D. Sloan. The Lowdown makes
its premiere. Oh, my gosh.
On Sunday Morning Slam.
Oh, no. I'm going to make sure to invest in a bunch of
aspirin. With a very special guest.
Oh, God.
They told me I was going to have one of the best. I had to go over Christian James. Terry England had to go over their heads to get this. BKO 13 demanded the Lowdown come.
I don't know about
because
that.
Because the fans were calling and begging for more of me.
I don't.
So they're going to get it next
begging
week.
Begging for more. I don't
and
know about that.
And they said they had the perfect guest for me for my first show.
I'll tell you this right now, talking about Christian James, he's been in a little bit of trouble for the last few minutes. Off the ropes now. Duck Christian James. Oh, and a huge clothesline. Almost took Marty Clay right out of the ring with that.
He almost fell out of his skin on
him. Oh, a big, big body slam. You know, Christian James really having, you know, this young man has really been giving it to Christian today.
Now, you do, you remember the night.
Oh, my Lord. Shades of Macho Man Randy Savage right there. A big elbow from the top rope of, and still a kick out.
He's no Macho Man Randy Savage. And I also do recall the one of the greatest nights of my life, the night John Irons took that envelope from Billy the P, and they attacked Christian James.
I remember that night very well. Oh, my Lord, a reverse net breaker. Going for that three count now. And again, Marty Clay kicking out. I'll say this right now. Marty Clay has got incredible intestinal fortitude, a lot of heart, probably a lot of passion. This young man is showing everything he's got. He's putting it out there for all of us, and I got to give it to this young man. Going for a three count on the schoolboy. Christian James just barely kicking out.
Christian James struggling with him. What's he going to do with the likes of Derek Neal?
Going for another. There we go. This is good. Wow, again. Again, Christian James. And oh my God, what's happening right now?
Here comes our tag team.
Cash is King. Marty, Billy the Pig, Cash is King is in the ring. Take it on both men. What the hell is happening?
Billy the P, once again, has outsmarted Christian James.
Cash flow, John Irons, Billy the P.
Right here on TV today.
So this needs to end right now. This is the problem with Billy the P and you. Both of you guys coming out here attacking people from behind each and every week.
Look at Billy the P hooking out Stylish.
We'll be right back. We got to go to commercial.
Woo! Bring it to me.
We ain't going to hear you.
Now that the riffraff is out of the ring, you say hello. Wrestling. You call this show Sunday Morning Slam. We call this show Cash is King.
Wrestling fans, as you saw, we came back. Cash is King
what
in the ring.
Right now is to play no stinking opponents out here because we're feeling really, really, really like we're going to eat somebody's lunch.
As you saw, wrestling fans, Cassius King is in the ring, waiting for their opponents after that devastating attack they just did on Christian James and his opponent, Marty Clay.
Well, who is in the right mind?
Believe me when I tell you, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. This arena and all you people at home know, Cassius King.
Cash is King and Billy the P trying to take over the entire episode of Sunday Morning Slam. First jumping two wrestlers from behind and then taking over the microphone, waiting for their opponents.
I don't feel good about this for these two guys today. Isn't that Hacho Hensley and Exotic Dale?
I wouldn't want
to beat them right now.
Honcho Hensley, Exotic Dale getting beaten on immediately. Nobody was waiting for a bell to ring. Oh, my Lord. Cash's chops just...
I told you people...
They make my eyes water.
I told you people back in April...
Oh, God.
...at the anniversary show, there was going to be nothing but chaos and carnage. And I have delivered on that. Right there in that ring. Chaos and carnage.
You are correct about that. This is absolutely... carnage. There's no question. This is out. Like I said, every Sunday, you fans get to see the most intense 30 minutes of wrestling action in the entire state of Kentucky. And Cash is King is here to prove that each and every time. All four men now on the outside while Billy the P is directing traffic.
That I like that jacket Billy the P's got. It's really stylish.
He's also
a good personal friend of mine. I may have had something to do with John Irons.
John Irons and Honcho Hensley in the ring now. Now we got both men. Big double drop kick by Exotic Dale and Honcho Hensley. Oh, Lord Almighty.
They paid for that one quickly.
Oh, John Irons just throwing Honcho Hensley. There's so much going on right now. I don't know who to look at, who to call, what to say. This is devastating.
Cash flow. Oh, a big hit.
Oh, my God. These men have been broken in half. Both men, I'm surprised, probably have broken backs at this point. This is hard to call. This is hard to watch.
This is the most dominant tag team I have seen in years.
The shades of the Road Warriors right here. We have two enormous human beings, enormous, coming out here just destroying people left and right.
And they're not going to stop until Billy says he's ready for them to stop. And that's the day that we run Christian James and all the pretty boys out of town.
You got such a problem with Christian James and Chase Stevens, and what they're doing is they're coming out here providing the fans with everything they want, and this bothers you for some reason?
Yes, it bothers me because they handpick their opponents.
They do not.
Skinny boys that have no business in a ring.
They absolutely do not.
Oh, this is not going to go
well. Look at this.
Dale knows.
There's no possible. Oh, my God.
He had to crush some ribs on that.
And you had the opportunity to pin Exotic Dale, and Cashflow decided, no. I'm going to give this man more pain. I'm going to do more things. By the end of this match, both of these guys are going to be in the hospital.
They're going to feel like they've been in a head-on collision, that's for sure.
Exotic Dale back to his feet into the turnbuckle now. Cashflow obviously in control of the match. Big chops.
Welcome to the Chop Shop, Exotic Dale.
I think my mechanic in Hermitage, Tennessee heard that one right there.
Yeah, that was very vicious. Nobody can lay him on like Cashflow.
Oh, my God, look at that. Look at that. Just a headbutt to the sternum. Cashflow, a scary human being. His leg is as big as a tree trunk.
Exotic Dale, he kicked out of that. I don't think I would have. I think I'd have just rolled on out and went to the back.
I do, too. I think that the referee probably should do something right now because I am legitimately worried about these. Oh, as I say that, Exotic Dale makes the tag now. Honcho Hensley in.
That landed quickly.
Not quite what I thought was going to happen.
You're not going to beat these guys. There's no getting over on them.
Oh, no.
There's no tag team.
Buckle bomb on Honcho Hensley. I don't think this man can continue. I don't think either of these men can continue.
There's no team in the sport right now anywhere.
Just teasing him. Just playing with the man. Honcho Hensley trying to come back. I don't know what this is going to... And a big spin kick to the gut.
Mad's all he did.
Oh, dear Jesus. Like a wrecking ball going through a building, just tore through him with a shoulder block.
Right.
Oh, look at this. Look at how contorted his neck is. His neck and his face and his back completely twisted and contorted in ways it shouldn't be.
And they will torture you until
the
time.
A knee to the head. Honcho trying to do something. Honcho trying to do everything he possibly can. But you just, a man that's this big. Oh, wait a minute. The Players Club. The Penthouse Players are taking it to Cassius King now. Out with chairs. A little tit for tat. What's good for one is good for the other.
Well, of course, it takes chairs.
You know what? Yes, it does take chairs. From them jumping this man from behind, sure, why not come out there with some chairs? Christian James letting them know that they're number one to him.
Yeah, you can't do that on TV. That's just another example of why Christian James is a bad example.
Oh, yeah, you think y'all bad, don't you? Hey, just a reminder for you two. Long before it was Cash and King, the Penthouse Players was running this sumbitch for years.
You hear Christian James?
Hey, don't worry, though. We kicked the sleeping dog, baby, because we back now. And we challenge you next week right here on WBKO Sunday Morning Slam.
Wow!
And we want the tag team belts. If you two got the guts to put them on the line.
You heard that right here. No. Long before Cash is King, the Penthouse Players were number one. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
Not no, but no.
Hey, that jacket is like it matches my tights. What are you doing?
Hey, I like that jacket, Billy.
He's wearing through the
Hey, do you guys want to see it?
That was the main event, right? Yeah.
Well, you got it. We're coming in live and in color right after Adrian Thomas puts Tyler O'Brien's butt, guys. Get in the back.
You were done.
The way I got it figured, it'll take Adrian Thomas about 4 minutes to hit Conor O'Brien. Then we're coming out to YouTube.
I'm the champ, and it doesn't matter who you get. I'm still sticking my size 13 right up in your ass, Jason.
As long as you get that one out of Bill's mouth.